Well, I'm trying to promote it and get as many people together as possible to take part because it's such a lovely event. You know, everyone is together at all ages, all races, and we try to make it as big as possible.
And how did you first get involved in dancing? Where does that start?
Probably a birthday party of my granny or auntie or something. I always danced, always. Any opportunity arose, I took it, and it was really strange because I never consciously thought about it. And then at one point, my grandmother said, "Oh, if you're old enough, then I put you into the dance school." But she obviously meant a ballroom and Latin American dance school, which is very popular in Germany. This is where I'm from. And we don't have the Royal Ballet tradition or Russian ballet or Paris ballet. So boys normally play football, you see. But then I was eager enough, determined, and focused, and I just followed one step after another, and here I am.
And how about the choreography? When did you get into that?
That's a very interesting question because that came very silently. I would say the first time I got involved, obviously at college, I graduated from the Laban Center and they do teach choreography. Then afterwards, I went to Korea to assist choreographing two musicals. But then obviously, I just still danced. And then this year in particular, I got really, really busy. I choreographed two commercials and a music video and a fitness DVD. But I'm still dancing as well. So, whatever comes around, I take the opportunity and make the most of it.
What's your favorite style of dancing, Michael?
That's difficult. Everyone asks that. I still love Latin American dance. It's just so passionate and full of energy, you get the same back. But at the same time, I have to say I love every single technique and style for its own reasons, and I can't really compare. Each one is so different. I love dancing, and dancing to me in general is just moving in space to music, expressing yourself through movement.
This all stems from, I think, from the Strictly Come Dancing or Strictly Dance
Yes,
Fever. I mean,
yeah.
all those dance programs have come back in the last sort of 18 months,
We're loving it.
and it's been so popular. Has it taken you by surprise how popular it's been?
Very much, because dance is not as popular anymore as it used to be back in those days, like when they did the huge MGM musical movies, you see. And it's quite sad. And, it's always at the end, like football, the whole nation goes crazy, the whole world goes crazy. But then dance does so much for you, it makes you happy. Everyone can get involved, no matter what age and physical ability and stuff like that. And it's so universal. And it's really, I get very excited about it because people get to recognize how much fun it is and how much work is in it.
And so finally, the big dance, there's events taking place all over. Why should people get involved? If people are listening to this, why should they get involved?
It's just to send a message, really, to enjoy life, to do something together, to get off your chair in front of the television and get out and do something and take part in something and do, something on a very, very big scale. Plus, movement is very, very good for your health. Everyone can get involved no matter what age and what race and stuff. And it's so nice. It gets the kids off the streets, do something good instead of something negative for a change.
Thomas Michael Voss, thank you very
Carrie,
much.
I've heard you've been dancing as well.
Oh, well, yeah, I do like my dancing.
Very good.
I do like my
I
dancing.
count on you being there and taking part of it.
I certainly will, and I look forward to meeting you.
And you.
How good are your dance feet? Some of us are born with a natural sense of rhythm, others flounder. A little L, a little R on your shoes if you learn to dance. Well, you're going to take part in this big event this coming Saturday, the BBC's Big Dance World Record Attempt. If you want a bit of help on this, we've got an expert on the line here. He is Thomas Michael Voss, professional dancer and choreographer. Well, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
Pretty good, actually. I have to say that I'm Mr. Two Left Feet.
It doesn't matter.
Are some
It
people
doesn't matter.
born good dancers and some people learn it? How does that work?
No, we're all born the same way, and then it's just down to experience, personal experience, and practice. That's why some people are better dancers and others aren't. This is what I strongly believe in.
I reckon that's probably true. So even somebody like me, you could teach to dance properly.
Yes, even you, Gavin.
Because you'd have to lead, of course, because I've seen the program on TV, the dance programs recently, there have been a few of them. And really, it
Yes.
is great to watch good dancers. And you kind of feel so graceful, so elegant. I wish I could do that.
Yeah, I know. It's very engaging, isn't it? And kind of you think, oh, how would I do in that situation? And it works really well. And I'm very proud and happy that the BBC is taking all these dance programs up. Dance needed a promotion, I think, in our days. Back in those days of MGM movies, you know, there were huge dance scenes in every single movie. And somehow we lost that tradition, unfortunately.
Busby Berkeley, Fred and Ginger, and all of those people who were real stars, weren't they? And dance is fantastic. And speaking of that, I've been to see Billy Elliot in London twice, and loved both times. It's such a fantastic show.
It is, and it's based on a lot of real stories. Like every second boy dancer probably had similar problems to cope with when they're young, because you're looking for, you know, who you are, like identification and stuff, and how to stand up against other groups. Like, you know, in Germany, for example, I'm German. In Germany, all boys, you know, are made to play football. And if you're different, you have an identity crisis.
Did you have a bit of a problem learning to dance when you were younger? I mean, did your parents kind of support you in that path, or did they think that's unusual?
My parents didn't have a big say, because I always have been strong-minded and very determined, and they didn't really have a chance to say yes or no. But they obviously afterwards, after I achieved a few things, they became very, very proud. Very often it's just that a lot of parents don't understand or don't take it seriously what the children actually say and want. And I think that children very often really, really do know what they're talking about and what they want and what they don't want. And if adults just would listen carefully and take that seriously, I think a lot of people would be more happy, because they could actually do what they want to do and realize their dreams. And
yeah,
true.
But there are always prejudices, aren't there? I would suppose that some of your friends at school would have said, that's fantastic, you've got a real talent, and others might have said, whoa.
But you see, you're not a fabulous dancer just by talent. You need technique and skill and training as well. So at first, nobody actually can see that you're a fabulous dancer. You become a fabulous dancer, and you know, you make that work for yourself. And a lot of people just don't believe it's going to happen to you. It's always the people in the little box or television, you know. It's always other people who become successful and stars. But you can start with yourself and just build yourself up and, you know, learn skills and become fabulous.
Yeah, I have to say, I love, you know, disco dancing I love, but I can't do any proper steps.
Wait.
Love to.
There is DVDs out there you can learn step by step, you know.
Have you got any?
I've actually choreographed one.
All right, then I'm going to look out for that one. Probably buy it at HMV or somewhere like that, one of the big shops.
Yes.
Amazon online.
70s disco dancing, especially for Gavin McCoy.
Hey, that's me, 70s disco, that's my era. Even with the white suit. Now, this big dance on Saturday, you know, many of us might be trying to move rhythmically for the first time in years. Anything we should think about?
Mind other people's space.
Yep.
That's the one. Bring plenty of water, comfortable clothing, proper shoes, and if you're outside, sun protection. Apart from that, just enjoy yourself, practice, try to pick up the steps, and take part. That's the main thing I can say.
Yeah, because the steps are on the website, aren't they? You can sort of follow it through.
And they're kept pretty simple, so everyone will be able to pick them up.
Got any warm-up tips for us? Anything we could maybe stand up or sit down doing, just so we don't strain a tendon or anything like that while we're launching into it? Because many of us are going to go into it big time.
Absolutely. Just breathe consciously and roll your head to loosen up the neck.
Let's do that. I'm doing that now. It's working.
Thought so. Very good.
Yeah.
The hamstrings is very vulnerable if you try to do kicks or if you attempt to drop into a split.
Drop into a split?
Wait, I've seen crazy people do that in karaoke bar.
Sure, joking. Actually, in Billy Elliot, there's a guy in that who plays one of the miners. Yeah. And this guy must weigh 30 stone English, and he drops into a split on stage. And the
very
whole
impressive
audience goes mad at this guy, who looks as if he couldn't do anything. But he does a fantastic little thing there. Hero of the show.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone can do it. Everyone can dance. But did he get up afterwards?
Yeah, he did. He just got straight up. And this guy looks as if he had about 20 pints a night for most of his life.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Thomas Michael, really nice to talk to you. I'm going to look out for that video, and I hope we can talk to you again in the near future.
Great. Thank you, Gavin.
Maybe when you're passing by here, you can call in one day and give us a little instruction, me and Anna.
I will. And please make sure you turn up on Saturday.
Okay. Listen, we will. Thank you very much. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Bye-bye.
Dankeschön, bitte.
But now we're going to be talking about the big dance, as we've been hearing, is going on Saturday, and it's going on around here as much as anywhere else, all around the country. Everyone's going to get together, and they're going to be dancing in an attempt to have one choreographed routine which will break the, or set, indeed, the Guinness World Record for the number of people dancing at the same time, having one dance class. Tips and advice we're going to get now from Thomas Michael Voss, who's a professional dancer and choreographer, joins us now. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Yes, extremely well. Thank you very much indeed.
Are you stretching?
Well, yeah, I have been. I have been limbering up all morning.
Very good. Very good. So, I'm counting on you.
First of all, you better give us your bona fides here. You're a dancer and choreographer. What's your background exactly?
That's correct. I started originally with competing in Latin American ballroom dancing, and then continued getting my training in ballet, classical ballet, and contemporary dance. This is how I came to London, because I did my contemporary dance degree in London, and I stayed on and been busy working since.
Okay, excellent. So, I mean, you've been around a bit. What kind of things have you been, appeared in and worked with? Give us a few names here.
Most recently, I appeared in the latest Darkness music video, Girlfriend. Then I did the promo clip for Strictly Dance Fever as a Latin American dancer. I choreographed two commercials, one for SlimFast, one for Nintendo, and a music video for Ministry of Sound.
Oh, excellent. So I mean, obviously, you're the man to talk to about this. So, I mean, if you're going to give us some tips and advice, because the whole event of the big dance is going to be choreographed. First of all, of course, this is for people who are dancers and non-dancers. If, like me, they are non-dancers, what do you have to do to make sure that you are ready to get onto the dance floor?
Well, make sure you bring plenty of water to keep fresh, and comfortable clothes to be able to move in, and the right pair of shoes. I don't think it's very advisable to bring flip-flops. but mainly it's all about having fun and taking part in this huge event. And, you know, the steps are kept pretty basic and easy, so everyone will be able to pick them up.
All right. I mean, I assume, of course, that the dance moves you're going to be asked to do are not going to be those which would stretch a professional, but something nice and simple.
No, but it's not about that, you see. It's not about showing off fancy tricks and doing somersaults and stuff. It's like just being together and doing the same thing and doing something positive, you know, getting out of the chair and getting together, socializing, having fun, expressing yourself, you know, doing something important.
I mean, dance for some people, and I'm when I say some people, I'm talking about me, of course. I think men of a certain age found themselves that when they were first introduced to the idea of dancing, it was at discos and parties and stuff like that. Yeah. And the problem was, for people who are, you know, let's say in their early 40s, one of the problems they had with school discos, which was generally where you went to later on, is that we kind of hit the disco revolution. And disco dancing is really, really difficult to do without making yourself look like a complete idiot. And we had to wait until Madness and Scar came along, because that just basically required you to bounce up and down with your knees in the air. So I think a lot of boys could do that. And we thanked Madness for allowing us back onto the dance floor. But I think a lot of people are put off by the idea. They think, well, the thing with dancing is I feel awkward. Yeah, I feel awkward in my skin. I don't feel as though I have the move. And how do I get over that mentally, the idea of thinking that I don't look very good when I dance?
A couple of pints help always. Apart from that, it's just in your mind, really, what do you think other people think about you. Dance is just about having fun, enjoying yourself, and being together and sharing that moment. You know, once you hear the music, everyone actually has got the desire to dance. And, you know, some people hold back and just tap the foot or wiggle about. But, you know, if you open up and allow yourself to just let go, you enjoy, and nobody looks a fool. And I don't think it's an age matter at all. I mean, Bruce Forsyth is a very, very good example for that.
He's a good dancer, isn't he?
He's amazing.
He's a hoofer, isn't he?
Yes, absolutely. And he loves it, and it shows. It translates, you see. The viewer, like everyone who's watching him, you can see and tell that he really loves and believes in what he's doing. And there is no age limit to that. And, you know, you just compromise, and you just do as much as you like and as much as you can do.
How much of it do you think is in your head? And I think a lot of my male friends particularly are like this. that we want to. We don't want to stand at the corner and stand at the bar and watching the girls having a nice time. We want to go up and dance, but we just have this self-consciousness about it.
Yes, I know, because it's kind of, you know, coming from childhood. Like, boys play football, they're rough and tough, and, you know, dancing is something for girls, and, you know, it's all that what is still sticking in our memories, and kind of this is why we can't let go. But it's so physical, you know, it's more athlete-like. I mean, it's depending what level you take it to. But it's like, you know, once you dance a few steps and you start sweating, you actually think, oh my God, I'm out of breath, you know. It's actually harder than it looks like, and it takes more than just... you know, skipping about.
It's true.
It's quite amazing.
And I think one of the things you can tell the difference, if you look at, I mean, old musicals, for example, Fred Astaire, a beautiful dancer. I mean, an absolutely beautiful movement. Gene Kelly, a great dancer, but much more of an athletic sort of hoofer than a dancer.
Yes.
And I think
both of them looked still very, very manly, you know. There was nothing girly about their dancing.
Well, exactly. I mean, and you're both men in their own way. I mean, and very, you know, a very romantic men as well. They definitely got the girl, didn't they? Because they could dance.
Yes, absolutely.
can I test something, Thomas? Can I assume that you're German?
I am indeed.
Okay, can I test something out on you? A spot quiz here, because this is going to lead into the next song I'm going to play.
Okay, cool.
Okay, but I want you to tell me, listening to this, this is a famous film, a bit of dialogue from a film in German, and I want you to identify the film for me. Okay, have a quick listen to this.
Es sind 106 Meilen nach Chicago. Wir haben genug Benzin im Tank, ein halbes Päckchen Zigaretten. Es ist dunkel und wir tragen Sonnenbrillen. Tritt drauf!
Did you get that?
Yes, I don't know the movie though. What maybe das U-Boot.
The dialogue, what was he saying there?
They take cigarettes and they go by car.
We are 105 miles from Chicago. We've got a half full tank of petrol, half a pack of cigarettes, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Yes, exactly.
That's it. That's from the Blues.
Your German is very good.
I listened to it in English first. That's from the Blues Brothers. The reason I've picked that to play to you, well, partly it's because you're German, partly to celebrate the idea that we're doing the big dance, and partly because I'm going to play a song here now, which is the song that makes me, more than any other song in the world, want to dance.
Good. Okay. That's a good start. So we're counting on you because we need every single one to get up on Saturday and take part so we beat the record.
That's the idea.
It's the only way.
It's 10 minutes long, starts at 12:30, Town Gardens, an old town on Saturday the 22nd here in Swindon. And you'll get a chance to, you know, get out there and dance and save, raise money for good cause and break, of course, the record for the dance, the big dance as it is. And the song, have you got a particular piece of music or a song, Thomas, that makes you want to dance?
Oh, I've got so many that would take a whole day to list them.
Pick one at random.
Oh, God. I don't know. Holiday by Madonna. Always.
Okay, excellent.
Always.
Mine is the song we're going to play now as we say goodbye to Thomas. Mine's the song. This is from Blues Brothers. This is what used to be known as a Hully Gully dance. That is to say, you had somebody who used to call out various different dances, the Watutsi and all this kind of stuff, call out various dances, and you had to go along with it. This is the beautiful and wonderful Ray Charles and Shake Your Tail Feather. Thomas Michael Voss, choreographer, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye.